I'm doing great.
How are you?
Good. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, you you spoke out in front of with civil rights leaders, the Martin Luther King Jr. not yet quite unveiled memorial. Mm-hmm. My question is, and you mentioned how Martin Luther King was down in Memphis for the sanitation workers. When he was killed. Mm-hmm. My question is, today, the Walmart Foundation is bringing money, and it looks like they're going to be bringing five stores in the District of Columbia. What do you think Martin Luther King's position would be? He was fiercely pro-union to Walmart, which is known to be an anti-union company.
Well, I think Martin Luther King Jr., to the extent I can speculate, would talk about the importance of having a fair wage for the people who work there, a comparable wage, having benefits for people. And we've said the same things to Walmart. We've got Target, we've got Costco, we've got others that we can use as a baseline. Obviously, Costco is not unionized. I don't believe Target is unionized either. So there are ways to create fair opportunities for people, whether they're unionized or not.
I know you study these issues very seriously. There are studies that show that Walmart, in fact, hurts jobs, not helps them. New York City has a public advocate that did this very serious study. Have you looked at those studies, and what conclusions have you drawn?
Some of our people have. I haven't drawn any conclusions myself, Peter, but we think that it will bring additional jobs. We don't see anything likely to shut down as a result of Walmart coming. They're coming into areas where there really are food deserts, where jobs will be created and where it will create opportunities for people that just don't exist right now.
All four stores?
East Capitol Street, for example. There really isn't even much in that Georgia Avenue area, which we know has been a store that's replete with controversy. And what happens with that, the outcome, I don't know. But, there are lots of areas that they've looked at where there just aren't, the number of retail opportunities that you find elsewhere in the city.
Are you at all hesitant? This is a major move. Four, if not five, Walmarts coming to D.C., a pretty, small city. Are any concerns you have, any downsides you think this might bring?
Well, not at this stage. We've had our people in the deputy mayor's office look at this. They think it will be a positive addition to the city. Obviously, they won't all come on at the same time. I heard the question about 16 months, earlier. But I don't know that they'll be able to develop five stores, that quickly. Some will open more quickly than others, and we'll watch this as we go along. We just think that, one, it will capture some of the business that's now leaving the city. And I actually think it'll attract people into the city who don't shop here now. So I think the customer base will actually grow as well. And we know we've got other, we're opening building a new Giant down to 3rd and 8th Street Northeast, which we think will be a nice addition to that community. We're working with Safeway, which is a long-standing corporate citizen here in the city. And I know some of them have concerns, but we believe that everybody can coexist.
Lastly, there was a recent class action suit against Walmart regarding its treatment of women, which again speaks to its labor. So what steps are going to be taken to make the treatment that has been seen around the country and around the world for Walmart, what's going to be different in D.C.?
Well, again, in the community benefits agreement, we're talking about a wage that is comparable to other similar operations in the city. They obviously will have to exist in the city. They recognize that even when a store is open, they're going to have a constructive and positive relationship with the people here in the city, the officials here in the city. So we're trying to build a kind of relationship where they're clearly on the part of Walmart is respect for the people who live in the city.
Thanks for your time.